From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Elite security forces in Burkina Faso have stormed an upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital where suspected Islamist militants are holding hostages. Not immediately clear right now how many people have been killed during the siege, but initial reports say 20 people are dead, another 50 wounded. Some reports indicating that the local Al-Qaeda affiliate, known as AQIM, claim responsibility as the attack was ongoing. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for the top U.S. officials when talking about the strategy to defeat the Islamic State, sometimes called ISIL or ISIS. General Lloyd Austin is in charge of the U.S. military's Central Command.
Altogether, our different efforts, targeting ISIL's forces, targeting his leadership, targeting his infrastructure, his gas and oil production and distribution capabilities, his economic infrastructure, and the various sources of revenue, altogether, these efforts translate into devastating effects on the enemy.
Obama administration and others see the IS militants as an existential threat. Less clear is how a lasting defeat will be engineered and how long it will take. The UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for the lifting of international sanctions. Islamic Republic and World Power signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium-enriching activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. This is VOA News. The French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead, five others hospitalized in serious condition. Health minister says what happened is unprecedented. Six men, ages 28 to 49, were participating in the trial. They've been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead. The others remain hospitalized, with all showing the same signs of neurological symptoms. All trials of the drug are now suspended. A Norwegian educational program for migrants and refugees that focuses on the treatment of women is attracting attention in the wake of mass New Year's Eve assaults on women in Cologne, Germany. Reports that women in Germany, Sweden, and elsewhere have been sexually harassed by men from the Middle East, North Africa, and Asia have sparked outrage across Europe. Story now from Zlatica Hoke.
The Hero Competence Center in the northern Norwegian city of Stavanger offers courses in Norwegian language and culture to refugees and asylum seekers. Many students in this class came from countries where women have little or no freedom. An important part of the training focuses on the prevention of rape. The two-year pilot program has caught the attention of other European countries following reports of sexual assaults by foreign men on women in Europe. German officials have announced tough measures for such crimes. Rights groups and Muslims have called such steps hasty and unjustified. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Worries about China slowing economic growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing report on U.S. retail sales contributed to global stock sell-off on Friday. The cost of a barrel of oil slid to around $29. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% at the close. Sam Stovall is managing director, U.S. Equity Strategy, S&P Capital IQ.
I think that we're headed for a very challenging 2016. I think that possibly the 12.4% decline that we experienced in this correction through August 25th is not going to be the ultimate bottom. But I don't think that we're headed for a bear market. From an economic perspective, we are not looking for a recession.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday was off 2.4% here in the U.S., and the Nasdaq plunged 3.1%. The slump comes after Chinese authorities reported weaker-than-expected loan data, adding to worries about the world's second-largest economy. Chinese stocks have fluctuated wildly for months despite efforts by Beijing to prop up the market. Get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.